go. We can go back to the rap industry and what music is nowadays. And the reason I stopped listening to rap, and I'll tell you why, because when you actually listen to the words and stuff like that, the words of like what they're saying, and all of a sudden, when I would listen to rap all the time, guys, I remember right in middle school, high school, Trippie Redd, Juice WRLD, like all these like rappers and stuff like that, and it's like sure, like they made good music when I was listening to them, but when you actually listen to what they're saying and like the energy, it's like they're just projecting. And they're projecting what? Their negative emotions. And when the negative emotions are in your ear constantly, oh, I'm taking Percocets, I'm gonna die, she left me, I'm a piece of shit, I'm gonna go fuck some bitches, let's go drink some alcohol, murder. It's like your mind is just filled with so much static.
And understanding how your subconscious really works.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Like in our high school, kids like used to speak like they're fucking black. Like they
so
used to,
true, yeah.
They used to speak like they're like in the why are you talking like
bro, you're
like
in
that?
The suburban.
You live
area,
in a suburban
the nice house outside like the neighborhood.
The reason
friendly.
They speak like that is because they speak like the rappers they listen to.
Yeah, that's definitely.
And they think that they're cool and stuff like that. And when you look at it from that perspective, and you look at it. Like music videos, right? Lil Nas X, right? Like the devil, all red and stuff like that. And it's like he's just doing some gay shit on the devil. It's like, what the fuck? Like, what are we actually doing here?
Who did this?
Lil Nas X. Like he would have music videos. It was like a big thing. Like he would have a music video of like he was dressed up as a devil and he was like dancing on the
thing. He was
like
twerking
on the
pregnant.
Devil. It was weird.
He made the thing.
Lap dancing
what was
on
song
the
about?
Devil.
Right? What possibly could be the song about that he's doing that shit?
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
It's crazy, and it goes deeper than that. And I stopped listening to rap, and I'm repulsed by it every time. Like I try to listen, if I hear something, I'm just like I can't do it. Like I can't. I just feel like a connection, or I just feel like spiritually disconnected from that type of stuff. And it's all about energy, right? Words, energy, vibrations, and frequencies. Nikola Tesla said, if you really want to know the secrets about 369, look at the world in terms of frequency, energies, and vibrations, right? That's what this world is. And we might see when we see each other in the physical, right? But there's worlds beyond this, and that's the vibrational, right? Mm. Why look at me like that? Side eye me. But like vibrations and stuff like that.
Yeah. Every rap song we've ever listened to is we categorize it like this. Like men's rap song is like drugs, violence, crime, robbery,
sex,
hypnotism,
and all of a sudden,
and then
all of a sudden, right?
Rap is like that, yeah, but yeah. They talk about their pussy. So
exactly,
they,
and all of a sudden, these kids who are like 14, they start looking at girls like at 14 year olds, like they start sexualizing them, bro. Mm. They start.
They're
mean,
so young.
I hate the fucking kids that act tough.
Dude, the thing is, it's lust.
Start,
it's lust, and lust is evil. It's
seven
a sin, right? It's a deadly sin. One of the seven deadly sins is lust. That's a big thing guys deal with nowadays, is being filled with this feeling of lust and the feelings of slothfulness, right? And that's another deadly sin, slothfulness. And
damn right.
Think about it, too. You know, you guys know 21 Savage, right?
Yeah.
Dude, like, he has, I think he actually has cross on his forehead.
It's a dagger.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Of course it is. Fuck, that's the most 21 Savage thing.
The thing is, someone could have a cross tattooed on their whatever, and like they still be contradicting, a walking contradiction.
I'm laughing at it because like people listen to 21 and they're like they'll repeat the same things, but it's like look at the person you're listening to. 21 is literally like he has so many like criminal offenses against him, and then like everything like that. And if he produces good music, that's fine. But like, is this the person that you guys are like?
No,
repeating him.
Dude,
Jelly
no.
Roll
he's
got a cross
like,
on
people
his face.
Like that are not role models in this world.
That's
and people,
I'm
it's, guys,
it's
I used to look up to rappers when I was that age. That's why I started rapping.
That's why you were the SoundCloud
16.
Rapper. Yeah, instead of listening to rap, listen to Michael Fricker.
I started making depressed rap music about how bitches don't like me and that I should take more drugs and fucking
girls?
Put myself and just fill my void, bro.
No, back in the time, it was bitches for Mike, dude. I know
it was. It was just like, it was just cope, and it was depression. It was just like,
if
I was just whining. I was whining on a mic.
If you still have
we're,
it,
we're a similar fool, Mike.
Yeah.
We're a similar fool. We came up similar.
Yeah, so I think like when it comes to messages like that, like the reason this ties into Halloween and self-improvement in general is because it's just, it all comes down to what are your inputs. The best times, like the most creative I am, the most high frequency I am is when I listen to nothing. when I don't listen to anything, when I'm just, I wake up, I don't go on my phone. I go for a walk, I don't go on my phone. I'm in the gym, I don't go on my, I don't even listen to music. I'm just there in a flow state. I'm just so locked in on getting my sets in. When I have no inputs at all, I'm just self-aware and there in the moment, present. That's when I'm the highest frequency, is when I'm just there, just being, not so much static and noise in my mind.
A week ago, Mike came up to me and he showed me this Dragon Ball video.
Yeah, I was listening to that too.
But that, like, the difference between that is, like, it is constant positive affirmation.
Did you listen to it?
I listened to it for like 13 minutes and then I stopped. It was ass.
Really?
Well, like, music-wise, yeah, it wasn't good. But I will say, though,
it's the complete opposite. That shit gets me so hyped, bro.
Dude, yeah, because there's nothing but positive affirmations. It's, like, in my ear, it's like, I'm going to be the number one, what are they called?
Saying
in the
world. What do you listen to in the gym? TikTok audios. Saying what?
No, they're not. Nothing bad.
No, it's like, I'm not saying bad, but they're
a lot of affirmations,
I'm in
right?
an edit. I'm in an edit.
Yeah, I just live in an edit. I mean, there's no other way to put it, man.
Yeah.
I like listening to MMA edits.
There's a good one of Mike Tyson. There's like a
there's like a backstory behind it. I feel like I'm one of those motherfucking tough fighters. You know, if I don't act like it, like you were saying, it's like in my head, I'm tough. You know, I'm there.
You're hard.
That just gets me going. It gets me going.
I'll pass you.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, now that we're talking about, like, the whole industries of rap and stuff. There was this video that I came across. Apparently. This girl and this guy who made a music, it was supposed to, like, they literally said it flat out. They said it was supposed to be satanic, and it was supposed to be for that reason to, you know, I guess, show with that emotion into people's heads and into people's spirit. And they literally said when people listen to it, they feel something so strong, just kind of like go into them, but they don't know what it is. And then there was another video that was mentioned, like, they were kind of testing. So they put a salt on a table or something, and then they put, like, the music and the vibration of the sound, and you could see it was, like, going into shapes and stuff. That's the sound waves. That's what we're listening
Same
to.
With
that's
water.
What we're
they did that with
getting.
Water too.
Exactly. That's and what we're we getting into. Water. Yeah, and I mean, most of us
are
water.
So if your molecules move that way, they can... If your molecules move in the patterns, which you're saying, there's different hertz. That there's healing hertz, which is vibration, and then there's also disruptive hertz. And do you know, back in the day,
which
they
is
changed
like rock music and shit.
They changed the hertz of music from what it used to be classically, like Beethoven and Bach and all that, and they changed what the average sonic hertz is. And I know it's a destructive hertz, and a lot of rap music comes from it, a lot of rock music, metal. It's that 808 hit, or that constant that you hear in a lot of music. It's fucking scrambling your whole body in a cellular level, down to a cellular level. And it's like,
that's powerful.
It's messed up, man.
Dude, we didn't even talk about album covers too. I think it was you. Remember you sent one? It was like a girl bent over. I saw
it. I don't know, but you remember Drake too? His album. It was a guy. It was a guy that was pregnant and stuff. Like, they literally put that emoji on the phones and stuff inside the emoji thing. But
Kanye's too. His girl was like fucking butt naked.
Yeah, yeah. Like, dude. Oh yeah, I did say. I remember. Yeah,
you said one, and it was like, it was literally her, like, in the position.
No, dude. You could see it. Like, literally, it was very visible, and it was. It's crazy. They put, look. You know what's crazy? They put that out there, and they're not ashamed of saying it. Like, I think it was Lil Uzi. Some reporter was talking to her, and she was like, I sometimes play your music in my head and stuff, and it's like I'm big, what's it called? Going through hypnosis and stuff. And he was like, that's what it's supposed to be. And he's like speaking like he's high, dude. Like, you could tell, like, he's high on drugs. And, dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're not even ashamed of saying what they're doing. Like, dude, they flat out came and said, that's what we're doing.
You have to do it like
that. That's what we're doing. Yeah. And people, that's the free will, right? That's the free will that God gave us. People partake in it freely and really engage.